Where are you right now? A train? A bus or a subway? Whatever it is. But there are at least a few people around. You're such a pervert, Daddy. Listening to erotic audio on your morning commute. Hopefully your headphones aren't leaking any noise. What would the people in the car say if they could hear? You need me this bad, don't you? So badly, you're gonna listen to me get myself off while you're in public. Your cock's in my pussy, and I'm asking for a rougher. You know I need you. I need you to make me come, to give me pleasure. But it goes both ways, doesn't it? Do you miss me when you're at work? Do you sometimes brush your hand up against your cock through your pants and think of me? You do. But you don't ever let it get far enough that you have to excuse yourself to the bathroom, do you? You're so bad, Daddy. How are you feeling right now? Do you feel the vibrations of the car through your body? I know they'd feel so good on my pussy if I was sitting next to you. No one would know what I was doing, but I would rock back and forth, grinding myself into the seat. I've done it before, and it feels so good. Tense your legs muscles. Focus on how your cock is feeling. Am I having any effect on you? You can move your briefcase to your lap if you have to. I need you so much right now. Really worked up about thinking of having sex with you. I want to do it in a crowded train. It would have to be summer, and the car would be so packed that my ass could be pushed up against you and no one would give it a second look. I would have led you to the corner of the car when we got on, because I know what you wanted to do to me. I wore a skirt just for the occasion. No panties. With my back against you, you'd put your hand on my waist innocently. But I would feel the forcefulness in your touch, knowing what you were going to do. You'd slip your other hand up my skirt, and I'd part my legs to let you feel my cunt already wet and waiting for you. You'd whisper in my ear what a dirty girl I was as you moved to let your cock out of your pants while I leaned into the pole in front of me. Better access to my pussy. I know you're strong, Daddy. I've Being in public like this is almost too much for you. You have to focus everything on not letting go. Right as you slide yourself in, I let out a small sigh. And you'd know. You have full control over my body. You'd slide your hand that was on my waist up to my shoulder, and eventually to the back of my neck. While it was there, you would squeeze, and you'd ask, "Are you gonna come for me like a good girl?" And I'd let out another sigh in compliance. From there, you would slowly pump in and out of me, pulling me closer to your body as the train car fills up. I can tell you're getting close, the same way you can tell I'm getting close. Our breathing is strained, but we're quiet. I'm focusing everything I can. Everything I have on coming without touching my clit. You know, that's hard for me. But the intensity of the moment is enough for me. And my pleasure builds to an orgasm. And you can feel my pussy tighten around your cock. And you let go too. And pull me in as close as you can. Me with your cum. My cheeks would be flushed, and as you pull out, I can feel you drip down the inside of my thigh. I'd slip my fingers down there to wipe it away. turn to you just so you can see me quickly stick my fingers into my mouth and lick them clean. What a morning commute that would be.